Welcome to your weekly radio broadcast, Seed of Life, a time for the preaching and teaching of the wholesome Word of God that, by the grace of Jesus Christ, will produce the desired result of righteousness in you unto the coming of the Lord. As you listening today, may you find grace to work worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, please welcome your regular host, Pastor Ido Ogedengbe. God bless you.
Can rejoice because Jesus lives forever. The Bible says the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever is the same for all eternity. What he did yesterday, he is doing it right now. He can do it again. He can make a way where there seemed to be no way. He can cause the river to flow in the desert. He can turn your wilderness into a forest. He can take away that sickness and that infirmity. He can bless you with all that you could never imagine. He can do exceeding great and mighty things. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. We bear witness that he's alive. He can do the same thing he did yesterday. He is doing the same thing today. And he will do it again forever. You need not to be fearful. You need not to be afraid. Because your Jesus lives. Your Jesus is alive. He can move that mountain. He can break that yoke. He can settle that matter. There is nothing impossible for him to do. If only you can release your faith. And that Jesus is here right now. That Jesus is moving in the midst of us. That Jesus is moving in your heart. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Let every doubt be dispelled. Let every fear be melted away. This is not a season to be afraid. This is a season to release our faith. It's a rich season to see the mighty working power of God. And I want to encourage every one of us. This is an unusual season. You see that I'm wearing white with the blood of Jesus. On a Sunday morning, it's because it's an unusual season. Are you here with me? Unusual things will begin to happen. Mysterious things, wondrous things, things you cannot explain. Things that will cause you to marvel. That ears will hear and they will tingle. Supernatural things will begin to happen in your life. Do you know you are not meant to be a natural man? You are not a natural man. Tell your neighbor you are not natural. You are created after a supernatural order. That was why Jesus told Peter, Peter, you have been thinking. Your mindset needs to be changed. Your imagination needs to be renewed. You've been thinking too natural. You are not a natural man. You are subjecting yourself to the natural course. Whereas you are meant to suspend the natural. Say, to prove that you are not a natural man, Peter, come. And we are coming to the Lord in this season to bring out the supernaturalness that is within us. To prove to the world that we are not like the world. We might be in the world, but we are not of the world. The plague in the world, the confusion in the world, the afflictions in the world, the things that are coming upon the people of the world ought not to come upon us. We are a different species. We are a unique breed. We are different. Tell your neighbor, you are different. Stop trying to fit in when you are meant to stand out. When you are meant to show forth the glory of God. The Bible says when God brought plague upon the whole of Israel, in all the dwellings of the Israelites, there was light. I come to prophesy upon somebody this morning. Enough of darkness in your life. I say enough of the operation of wickedness in your life. From today, from this moment, this season, let light shine. Let God's glory invade your space. Let the power of God be revealed on your behalf. Let the arm of the Lord show his power over that matter, over that situation, over that circumstance. I declare that from this season, your life takes a new turn. Your life takes a new meaning. From this season, you begin to break forth and break through and make advance on every side. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. This season, great things will be spoken concerning you. I said, great things will be spoken concerning you. It will be written concerning you that you are walking on water. What it means to walk on water is the things that wanted to swallow you up, now you are dominating it. The things that have been threatening you, now you become a terror to it. I read in the book of Exodus that Pharaoh sought to kill Moses, and Moses ran away. He ran away. Oh, but tell your neighbor, you are not meant to keep running. I know for some reason you might have run. No, the Yoruba will say that Tomoye Kireba Debi Ewaba. At some point, maybe because you see some fearful things, some things that were like a terror to you, some reports that your mind, your heart could not handle, and you were afraid. But this is not a season to run. You won't run anymore. If you are going to run at all, you will run towards the Lord. You will run to seek more of his power. You will run the good race. You will not take flight as taking flight by fear. Remember, there was a time I was walking on the street. I didn't even know what was coming behind me. And some masquerades were coming. Fearful, fiery, intimidating masquerades. Everybody are taking off. Nobody could wait for them. I did not know, so I was just walking. You know, sometimes when you don't know some things, it doesn't threaten you. But the moment you know, that is when the fear comes. You have been living in courage, confidence, until you go to the doctor, and the doctor said there is a malfunctioning liver, or there is a malfunctioning bladder, and then all fear in hell is released against your soul. And you begin to run. But you will not run anymore. Because the one who is the miracle worker, he will rectify what needs to be rectified in this season. In the name of Jesus. And as I was coming, I just heard one strange voice. You know the way some of these area boys, you are one Igbo lion. That voice just came from behind. That you think you are bold. Everybody is taking off. You are standing. And I looked back, I saw the guy carry something up, wanted to hit me. And I was running. But something rose up inside of me, and that thing will rise up inside of you. It was the same thing that rose up in the heart of David. Rose up like a lion. Do you know you carry a lion? No outside lion can intimidate the lion of Judah that it is inside of you. The reason why the lions of lack, the lion of sickness, the lion of singleness, the all manner of lion, the lion of lack of job, the lion of unemployment, all manner of lion, the reason why they are roaring against you and you are intimidated is because the lion inside of you has not been activated. Tell your neighbor, activate him. He is alive, release him. When you cage a lion, it cannot do anything. That is why you go to the zoo and you see a lion, they can shout, it will be moving around, they can't do anything. Why? It has been caged. It has been caged. But when you release that lion, the Bible says it turns back for nothing. And that is the way the righteous is. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. They turn back for nothing. And as I was running, something rose up on the inside of me. You ought not to be running. Stand firm. Stand boldly and challenge that power. Because there's a demon walking inside of them. I spoke and I lifted up my hand. I roared against him. Kilo, his hand was up. He was trying to just hit me, maybe with a cutlass or something. Kilo, so. That was how they left me. That thing will leave you. I said, that sickness will leave you. That confusion will leave you. That stagnation will leave you. That failure will leave you. I said, that shame will walk away. Of their own will, they will walk away. The Bible said, through the greatness of your power, your enemies submit themselves. Every enemy of the Lord against your life, this season they will submit. I said, they will submit. I said, they will submit in the name of Jesus. I speak with authority. I speak with power over every one situation that has been defying solution in your life. Every situation that has been proving stubborn. This season, it will give in. It will crack. It will be subdued. It will be destroyed. It will not live again. I say it will not survive. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Are you here with me? Now I want to share with us from the book of Matthew chapter 11. Many of us, we are not taking what belongs to us. And everyone is weeping. Jesus is not happy. Jesus is not happy. You know that every good and perfect gift is meant to come from above. But when we are not releasing the faith from beneath, when we are not releasing the confidence from beneath, when we are not releasing the assurance from beneath, those gifts, those good and perfect gifts that are meant to find expression into your space, that are meant to come into your life, they will be restrained. Uh-uh. You are not meant to be living like a pauper. God has not left you to be a destitute. Heaven weeps. The Spirit of God weeps. When a people that are so blessed, a people that belong to the great God, the God that holds the heavens and the earth, that says the seven and the gold, they are mine. The bull upon a thousand hills, they are mine. The one at whose voice the sea and the wind became calm. They obeyed him. The elements are subject to him. There is nothing impossible for our God. Why are we living as though we are orphans? Why? It grieves the heart of God. It grieves his heart. And this season, I believe we are going to take what belongs to us. We are going to lay hold of all that God has freely given to us, richly blessed us with in Christ Jesus. We'll no longer be living behind our possibilities. We'll no longer be living behind our potentials. Do you know that God is weeping? I tell you the truth, I lie not. Bible says, they that do know that God shall be strong and they will do exploits. What happens when you don't know him? In other words, they that do not know their God shall be weak and they will be exploited. Did you hear what I said? They that do not know their God shall be weak and they will be exploited. We were praying here for some few days ago, and the man of God came and spoke and said, some things are being stretched, some hands are being stretched against God's people that are meant to wither. Hands that are meant to wither because you carry something that is meant to be untouched. There is fire that is meant to be burning on the inside of you. Have you seen a cockroach dancing on the burning gas? Answer me. You have seen it. Maybe in your own house it happens. Your gas is burning. And the cockroach is on the fire. And he's dancing. He's dancing for long ago. Have you seen it before? What happens when the gas is burning to the cockroach? It will do what? That is if he dares to come close. But the moment the fire is burning, what will the cockroach do? Oh my God. Speak grace, because the fire is burning. The reason why the devil is oppressing us is not because the devil is powerful. It's because you have not released the power inside of you. Because all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto Jesus. And he says, go! In other words, I've given you that power. But do you know a power that is not unleashed is a power that is profitless. A power that is not unleashed is a power that makes no profit, has no benefit. It is just latent. It is just there buried. But the moment you unleash the power, exploits are done. Are you here with me? Matthew 11. The enemy is stretching his hands. And it's afflicting some of us, and we are thinking it is normal. But friends, it's not normal. It's not normal at all. You are not meant to live a natural life. You are meant to live a supernatural life. You are not meant to be like every other person. You are meant to be a shining light, a burning light, that people will come to take refuge and solace under you. They will come to enjoy the warmth that you provide. They will come to see better through the light that you shine. Matthew 11, I read from verse number 2. We read to verse number 12. Are we together? Let's rise up for the reading of God's word. Matthew 11, 2 to 12. Let's read together in fellowship at the count of 2. 1, 2, go. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces or houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face. We shall come, prepare the way before thee. Verse 11, Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there are not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent does what? The violence take it by force. Now let me just read verse 13, because it explained to us why. The reason why it is that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it By peace. By what? By force. Is it by peace? By being a gentleman. By lethargy. By complacency. But the violent takes it by force. Say, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Until the day of John the Baptist, they were prophesying, but they did not have the power to enforce the prophecy. Are you here with me? Before the days of John and until the days of John, they were prophesying, but the force to emphasize, to release, to demonstrate the prophecy was lacking. Only a few people demonstrated it, and it was just not because it was resident in them, it was because it just came upon them. It came upon them. But now, right from the days of John the Baptist, when Christ Jesus came, the Bible says a testament is only of force when the testator dies. So by the coming of Jesus, he came to put force to the prophecy. He came to do what? To put force to the prophecy. He came to put power to the prophecy. So that you are not just saying it. Many of us, we are saying some things, but we are not seeing it happen in our lives. We are saying some things. The word of God says, I have seen the righteous forsaken, but I have not seen the seed begging for bread. I will never be poor. The Bible says, it shall supply my needs according to your... But those words are not being enforced because they are lacking in what? Power. Power. Acts tells us, say, with great power, the apostles, they gave witness. If power is not there, words will be empty. If power is not there, prophecy will be empty. But when power comes, prophecy can be enforced. You can enforce the will of God. You can enforce the purpose of God. You can lay your hand upon the sick. You are not saying that by his stripes you are healed, that just emptily. You are saying that by his stripes right now, receive your healing. And by force, healing comes. Sickness is taken away. Because there is a power that is backing the prophecy. Are you here with me? So this morning I want to speak on take it by force. Take it by what? By force. Take it. Take your healing by force. Take your fervency by force. Take your deliverance by force. Take your promotion by force. Take your prosperity by force. Take all that God has freely given to you that is in the package of salvation that he has obtained on your behalf. Take it by what? By force. Father, we give you praise. We give you the glory. We magnify you. Speak unto us, Lord, and let your counsel be established in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. You can be seated in this wonderful presence. This is a season of push. And by the grace of God, we are pushing off and pushing away every obstacle on our way, every barricade, every barrier, every impediment, every one order that was saying to us, let me see how you will break through. Let me see how you will make progress. Let me see how you will make advance. Let me see how this thing will happen in your life. This season, we are going to break through them. This season, we are going to push through them. David said something that is very instructive. See, you cannot push through by your own power. You can push through by your own might. Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If you must push through, I don't want the push season to just be empty, just like, you know, as usual. Tell your neighbor it will be an unusual push. This push will be an unusual. Very unusual. Things will begin to happen of their own accord. Why? Because there is a greater force that has been released. Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who can say unto you, what seest thou? Why would the word of the king carry power? It's because there is force behind it. If you disobey it, fire can burn you. If the word of the king is not carrying fire and force, people will disobey it. That is why it is possible for a policeman in some areas, they will tell you, stop, stop, and you just drive off. But you dare not try it in a place where there is a gun-carrying police that has power to back up his words. And you see that this gun is loaded, it's not a toy. You dare it to the peril of your life. A policeman that his eyes is red, that is spewing out fire, carrying God. And he tells you know, he doesn't even need to shout. Let him just do like this. And do as if you have not seen it. God help you. Let him just do like this. He has not even spoken. Before he even does like that, as you are approaching him and you are seeing fire coming out of his eyes, and you are seeing that this guy is loaded, he can explode any moment. Nobody will tell you before you begin to put on your inner light, especially in the night, and you begin to run, slam brake, because this guy can explode. That is the way it is in the spiritual. The devil can mess up with you when he knows that when you speak, your word is empty, it's lifeless, it's powerless. But when he knows that when you speak, there is force going behind your word. And if he dares to oppose your word, fire will come upon him. Elijah said, if I be the man of God, let fire come and consume you. You don't dare a man that has connection with fire and with power. You don't dare him. Because the moment the fire is unleashed, it burns. The Philistines tried to mess up with Samson. They didn't know that this guy is not only a guy that can remove their gate and carry it away. He can also burn their plantation. He's carrying fire too. He put fire in the tails of the forces and released the forces. This season too, we are releasing our own forces. I say we are releasing force to subdue the enemy forces. Because in the kingdom of God, it is fire for all. In the kingdom of God, it is power for power. Are you here with me? Now, the Bible says concerning John, as I begin to enter into my message, the Bible says that of all that is born among the women, there's none that is as great as John the Baptist. That word is loaded, very loaded. You mean Moses is not as great as John the Baptist? Moses, that through his rod, he parted the Red Sea. Struck the rock and water came out. Threw down his rod and the rod became a snake. Swallowed up all the snake of the Egyptians. As great as Moses was, turned water to blood. As great as Moses was not as great as John. Stay with me, we are going somewhere. Moses was a man of great exploits. He brought Egypt down on his knees. The whole of Egypt, their king and all their princes, they feared him. When Moses speaks, they dare not oppose his words. But as great as Moses was, he wasn't as great as John the Baptist. What of Elijah? In his days, he called down fire. In his days, he stopped the heavens, shut the gates of heaven, shut the windows of heaven. In his days, he caused the rain to fall at his words. At his words, he spoke to Ahab, "As I speak, for 3 years, 6 months, there shall be no rain in all of Samaria." And there was none. A man of great exploit. But as great as Elijah was, scripture said, Elijah was not as great as John the Baptist. Elijah was taken up into heaven by Yahweh. This man did not taste death. Oh, he must be a great man. But the Bible said, in other words, he cheated death, he defeated death. Death had no power over him. Yet, he was not as great as John. And when John came into the scene, this guy came with such power. He was fiery. You see, when you carry power, you don't need to be running after people. People will run after you. Are you listening to me? You don't need to be going to the government office and looking for, "I want to see the president. I want to see the governor." Governors will be seeking you. Hallelujah. You don't have to be running after powers. I mean, human powers, political powers. When you carry the authentic power of the Almighty, kings will come seeking your light. The Bible says concerning John, he said he was a burning and a shining light. That people came to his light. Guess what? John went to the wilderness. He was actually in the wilderness. He was in the wilderness. Lawyers came unto him. The soldiers came unto him. Mighty men came unto him. Great men from all the nook and cranny of Israel, they came. Do you know when you put sugar down, there is a power in sugar that attracts ants. Sugar doesn't run after ants. Where the sugar is, ants are attracted to it. Where the great power of God is dwelling and is being released, great men will come looking for it. Great people will come seeking it. That's why I tell you the truth. Your greatness is not in the hand of any man. Your greatness is within you. And when your greatness is being revealed, great men will come. Remember the story of Jesus. The Bible says concerning Jesus that the wise men saw his stars and they came from far to seek after him. Oh, men will come looking for you. I said, men will come seeking you. You see, you don't have to keep running from attack, from pillar to post. What are you looking for? You go for 5 ways for to breakthrough seminar. You go to another seven medium or channels for successful enterprise. You run there. The anointing for this. You are running from one pillar to post, looking for what is not missing. Or maybe you are single. Oh, that is the church where the youths are, or the upcoming and young executive. You will meet them there. You run there. Oh, that is where they're having a program. You see, when you go there, there is an anointing to break the yoke of singleness. You run there. Oh, no, it's there again. You're just running, looking for what is not missing. But when you are carrying the great power of God, right where you are, right where you are, according to the word of the Lord, great men will come for you. Not just mean men. Not just me, man. My wife was serving in Foursquare. I wasn't a member of Foursquare. She was serving in Foursquare. Diligent, submissive to the authority in Foursquare. Working faithfully into the Lord. Not minding whatever was going on in her life. Setting her eyes on the Lord. Right there in Foursquare. God had to take me from where I worship. Somehow. She was going for a fire meeting. And there I met her. That fire meeting attracts people from everywhere, beyond denomination. So I was attracted there, and I met her there. That was where the first time I connected with my wife. And the Lord spoke to me clearly, that is your wife. Are you here with me? Stop running everywhere. What are you looking for? If you abide where the Lord has said you to be, the Lord spoke to Isaac. He says, dwell in Gerar. Right there in Gerar, where he was. He sowed. So the proof that God has spoken to you is that you sow where you are. You could get committed to where you are. Some of you, God cannot even see you on the radar, whether you are in this church or not. You are missing from the radar. He's looking for you. Where he will direct your blessing to, he can't find you. Why? Because you are in this church, you are not in this church. You know why you are not in this church? You are not committed. You are not connected. We will pipe, you won't dance. We will mourn, you will not lament. We will tell you this is what God has done for us, you will not rejoice with us. We will tell you this is what God wants us to do, you will not support us. And you say, I'm a member of us on the rock harvest house. And everyone is looking for you and saying, where is he in the radar? I can't see him. I can't see her. Join department, no way. Even when you join department, you are joining a department where you can go and show yourself that they can see me. You are not going because you have a passion and a heart to serve the Lord. So when God is directing blessings and directing favor, directing increase, he's looking for you. Tell your neighbor, don't let God be looking for you again. Let God find you somewhere where he has planted you, where he has located you. You know your location is in the place of your location. You know the word they call the federal allocation committee or something. Federal allocation, the FARC. They give allocation to states. States that are domiciled in specific geographic location. They give allocation to every state that are situated in locations. There is a fact from heaven also that distributes, allocates. That allocates blessings, favors, increase, enlargement to people. Where will they locate you? Where? They can only locate you where God placed you. So John was exactly in the wilderness. And there all manner of people were coming to him. At one point, in that scripture, or maybe let me read a portion. I'm going somewhere. Please stay with me. We need to pray. We're going to pray shortly. In the book of John chapter 1, are you here with me? Verse 32 says, and John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Talking about Jesus. He said, I saw the Spirit bearing witness that this is the Messiah. This is the Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the miracle worker. I saw the Spirit descend like a dove. Verse 33 says, and I knew him not. Holy Ghost descended and yet he did not know. He said, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he we baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. At some point he did not know. But when the Holy Ghost came, illumination came. When the Holy Ghost came, light came. When the Holy Ghost came, understanding came. He said, I bear record that this is the Son of God. In other words, the Holy Ghost reveals Jesus. The Spirit of God was the secret behind the knowledge of Jesus that John had. John would not have known that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes the sins of the whole world. He is the power of God. He is the Son of God. He would not have known except by the Holy Ghost that descended. That was why Jesus told his disciple, he said, wait in the upper room until you are endued with power from on high. When the Holy Ghost comes from on high upon you, oh, then you will be my witness. First in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. Why are you not witnessing? In other words, why is your life not demonstrating the power of God? Why is your life not showing forth the greatness of the Lord? It is because the Holy Ghost has not yet taken his full place in your life. When the Holy Ghost comes, he must fill you. The Holy Ghost is not just for you to be baptized and speak in tongues. I see so many people, they are so interested in speaking in tongues more than being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why they speak in tongues and yet the devil is still sitting on their head. That is an anomaly. It is a strange thing. It ought not to be so. Your tongue is meant to be a tongue of fire. The Jesus that we have come unto does not just baptize to speak empty tongues. He baptizes us to speak with the tongue of fire. He says, he will baptize you with what? With the Holy Ghost and with fire. I told my wife at the time, I know that something, I might be speaking and everybody is saying, oh, pastor, preach. Oh, he preached a storm. Oh, pastor, stress, oh, power. I was sincere. But the problem with many of us is we are not sincere with ourselves. We don't do a thorough examination of our lives. When you truly examine yourself, the Bible says, know ye not yourself. He says, except you are a reprobate. Say, I am not a reprobate. If you are not a reprobate, you should know. You see, I am not somebody who likes to be forming. Maybe that is why I don't fit into the profile of some people. I don't know how to form. I don't know how to form. If I speak in tongues, you can be sure I am speaking genuine. If the force and the life and power and the fire is not there, I would rather be speaking in my language, the one I understand. Because what is the use of speaking in tongues and the devil is still beating you, still dealing with you? What's the use? When the apostles were in the upper room, the Bible said, on the day of Pentecost, cloven tongues as of fire came and rested on them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And after they were filled, that is when they began to speak. And they were speaking of the great things of God. To the point that boldness came upon them. Their presence, their appearance changed. They were carrying fire. They went into the streets of Jerusalem. Nobody dared to oppose them. People that they were running away from were begging them, what shall we do so that we also can be saved? When fire came. You must be tired of your powerless life. Just like I came to a point, I don't want to live a powerless life. What's the essence of being a Christian? I go to church, yet I am as powerless as anything. And some of us, when we want to make up for the power of God, we start looking for power of Satan unknowingly. Go to one prophet, just rub something on my head. Just give me something to put in my pocket. That's not the genuine power. Genuine power flows from the within you. Jesus Christ said, out of the belly of he that believes. It's like a volcano that is emitting fire. It's supposed to come from your inside. Burning. I was told of the story of Babalola. He went to the top of the mountain. He did not even know that there were dangerous snakes and animals around. But he was there praying. He was praying and he was releasing force. There was fire coming out of him. A snake, a python came and wanted to, sting him or somehow. Came upon him. That snake died. This is not Bible. A Nigerian, black man, Yoruba, like you and I. Ha! Say, Lord, what is my life? What kill I hear me? And I'm in Bodija. All demons are trying to stop my church, the church I'm pastoring from growing. Through the greatness of your power, your enemy will submit themselves. Paul got to a place, and as they brought the sticks together, It, the Bible says a snake came out of it and it came on his hands. It actually stinged him. And those people in the land, they knew that, this kind of snake, one day stings a man, he's dead. They were waiting for him to drop dead, but they did not know who they were dealing with. Tell your neighbor, nobody must mess with me. It shook the snake into the fire. This morning we are shaking it off. We are shaking it off. This position, we are shaking it off. Whatever it is that want to tie himself to you, join itself to you that is contrary to the will of God, you are shaking it into the fire. Whatever it is that want to define your life, define your identity, define your future, define your finances, define your relationship, today and in this season, they will be shaken into the fire. So let me bring my message to a close. John was captured. Bad things happen to good people. Being captured is not the end of the story. It's possible God, when God wants to mess up with the powers of Satan, he allows them to stop some things in your life. To prove himself. You know, they threw Daniel into the den of lion. God did not stop them. Throw him there. But I'll prove to you guys that this guy is not eatable. He's not lunch for the lion. Throw him inside. They took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The people that even carried them to throw them into the fire. The Bible says the heat of the fire slew them. They threw them into the fire. But while they were in the fire, those guys were just... They were dancing in the fire. And the king said, are there not three men that will throw into the fire? But I see one whose image is like the image of the Son of God. So even unbelievers know the Son of God. When they see him, they will know him because he is not natural. When you see something that is not natural, you know that this is God. Fire could not burn them. He said, you will pass through the fire and the fire will not be kindled upon you. Tell your neighbor, I'm unburnable. You can't burn me. Are you hearing me? So when they threw John into the prison, and instead of John, the one whom God had revealed to him, Jesus Christ said, Jesus sent his disciple again. God is sending his power afresh. You know, when I started my message, I said, God is seeking for a people. As a people also, we must be longing for God. As we are longing for him and he is seeking for us, then we will collide and the miraculous, the unexplainable will happen. Because when the soul that is longing for God meets the Son of God that is seeking after the soul, there will be miracles, there will be signs, there will be wonders, great things will happen. Lo and behold, instead of John expressing faith, expressing confidence in God, he began to express fear. He began to express doubt. And that is the state where some of us are. Because of the situation we find ourselves. The Lord spoke to me, never allow your situation to redefine your revelations. Don't allow your situation to change your revelation. The revelation of Jesus that you have has not changed and it will never change. He is still the Son of God. He is still the miracle worker. He is still the one who calms the sea. He is still the one who moves mountain. He is still the one who died the supernatural. He is still the same. But when John saw that the prison seemed to not to be giving way, he was confused. He was doubting. Depression was setting in. Fear was taking over his soul. And he sent to Jesus. He said of him sending to Jesus to reaffirm. Tell your neighbor, reaffirm your faith in him. Oh, you are meant to send to Jesus to reaffirm your faith in him. To tell him, Son of God, I still believe in you. Son of God, you can make a way for me where there seems to be no way. Son of God, you can heal me. Son of God, you can deliver me. Son of God, you can make way for me where there seems to be no way. You know what John sent? The message John sent? And that is the message many of us are sending, just like the disciples. Say, carest thou not that we perish? Ha! You perish. When you have come to a living Savior, how can you perish? How? Is that not foolishness that you are saying out of your mouth? And many of us will speak foolishness and we don't know. How will you perish when you have come to the living Son of God? John, instead of sending to Jesus and said, you know I have testified of you before many witnesses that you are the Son of God. Now this situation is about to kill me. O thou Son of God, come through for me. O thou Son of God, intervene in my situation. O thou Son of God, break the yoke. Set me free. O thou Son of God. And he begins to cry. Just like David said, I cry unto the Lord. And he heard me out of his holy hill. Instead of him crying out to Jesus, he was asking Jesus, are you the Son of God? Are you the one that we are expecting? Or should we seek another? Ah! He broke the heart of Jesus. Many of us are breaking his heart. Why? Because instead of us expressing faith in him, we're expressing doubts. We're expressing fear. We're expressing lack of confidence. You are asking Jesus, the one you saw, and you bear witness of before many, and say, this is the Son of God that takes away the sin of the world. You are now asking him, are you the Son of God? Are you the one that we're expecting? The Messiah? The Christ? The anointed one? And the one who has the anointing that can break yokes, that can set captives free. Are you the one? Ah, Jesus Christ felt pain. He felt pain. But do you know that our unbelief cannot make the word of God of no effect? Our unbelief cannot change who Jesus is. Jesus had to send a message back to him. Even though your situation is beginning to make you look at me as if I'm a ghost, as if I don't exist, as if I'm a non-entity, I know who I am. Go and tell him. The blind are still seeing. The lame are still walking. Through the same eternal power that I carry. Through the same power of the Son of God. Miraculous things are still happening. Go and tell him. The blind are still seeing. The lepers are being cleansed. To the poor, the gospel is still being preached. In other words, I am that I am. Your situation cannot change me. You rather bring your situation to me so that I can change it. Don't doubt me. I am greater than the greatest of your confusions. I'm greater than the greatest of your problems. I am God alone. There is no comparable to me. Don't doubt me. Bring that situation before me. And because John could not understand that there is a great force in the Son of God, his day was ended. His day came to an end. And Jesus Christ said, from the day of John the Baptist, those are the days of doubting the power of God. Those are the days where they have the word, but they lack the force. From that day until now, if you must see the power of God, you must be violent. John was not violent. They killed him like a chicken. Can imagine a great prophet like that he was, a one young girl, because she danced palungo, and the mad father was asked me anything, and he asked, yeah, give me the head of John. A man that people dreaded. You see why the devil is messing up with all of us, quite a number of us. It's because we have doubted the power of God. We have limited the Holy One of Israel. But this season we are repenting. We are saying, Lord, I have taken you small in my heart, O Lord. Forgive me. I have believed in a lie that you are unable to save me. But now, Lord, I see my heart and show yourself free. I need my life. I need my life. Oh, Lord, Be magnified, O Lord. Rise to your feet and declare this morning, oh God, be magnified over my situation. No matter what I'm going through, this season, let your force and your power be released, oh God, greatly. I need a praying church. That yoke must be broken. That prison door will open of his own accord. Your life will not be wasted. Your story must change. Declare it in this season. Show yourself strong, Lord. Show yourself strong on behalf of your people. Let yokes be broken. Let captivity be destroyed. Thou Messiah, Son of the Living God, prove yourself in our situation. Show yourself strong, Lord. Show yourself strong, Lord. Pray and cry to the Lord. Lord, show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. Show yourself as the one who holds the heavens and the head, whose power can never fail. Whose power can never fail. Show yourself strong on my behalf, Jesus. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself as a miracle worker. In this season of push, let everything that may want to hinder your will from coming to my life, from coming to pass in my life, be judged. Membri ebo soprege babosa, membri ababo santele bo sikete. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, when you lack force within, oppression will rest upon you from without. Let me repeat that. When you lack force from within, oppression will rest upon you from without. The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. You know the reason why that is so? Because the righteous are going to enforce. They are like lion. Have you seen where a goat or a monkey goes to slap a lion? Maybe that's how you feel this before. You saw a monkey. A goat goes down. Let me say a cow, a sheep goes to the lion's den. I saw the lion face to face. I just slapped the lion. He has offered himself as what? As lunch. Are you listening to me? Why some situation has slapped you? Slap you left hand and center. Lack, slap you. Sickness, slap you. Confusion, slap you. Depression, slap you. Oppression, nightmare. Why they are slapping you here and there? It's because there is no fire from within. I went to a meeting just a few days ago. A young man came from Ghana. And he was saying, he spoke and I listened to him. He was a pastor. He's a pastor in Ghana. And was sharing his testimony. He said, I said to the Lord, Lord, if you will not feel me on this place, in this meeting that we came for, if you won't feel me, kill me. If you will not feel me, Lord, kill me. My life is nothing if you don't feel me. You see, God is looking for a desperate people. It's only desperate people that will attract the mighty deposit, the deposit of his power. Many of us are too casual. We are too casual.
This is bush season now. Some of you have eaten before you came to church. Because I'm a casual civilian. Civilian, you shop anyhow. You are saying push. Before you know it, by the time it is 9 o'clock, you are looking at your time. Ah! This time is really taking. Ah! This time is really talking. Ah! Why now? By 11 o'clock. Ah! I thought it's already 4 p.m. And you are looking at time. You can't play with food. And yet, you are complaining that Satan is messing up with you. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Scripture says that this kind cometh not by what? But by what? Fasting. Hard fast to eat. There is a difference between fast and avoiding food. A fast is not just avoiding food. A fast is investing in your spirit. Am I making sense? Fast means an investment in your spirit. You are investing. You are subduing the flesh in order to what? To empower the spirit. It's not just about staying away from food. Because it's possible for you to stay away from food and you are not investing anything in the spirit. You are not receiving any fresh fire into your spirit, man. As you are fasting, you are setting your eyes on Jesus. You set your eyes like a flint. You are in your place of work. As you are sitting on your seat, maybe you put something in your ear and listening to spiritually edifying music. You are also reading the scriptures. You may not be praying out loud, but there is something crying from the inside of you. Oh Lord, I want to see your power. Oh Lord, I want to encounter you. This push season, let not my life remain the same. Lord, empower me like never before. You are crying, and the one whose ears in secret is hearing the cry of your soul. That is why when you come back, you will come back with the sheaves. You are coming back with power. Am I communicating? I want us to pray this final prayer. Lord, this push season, fill me to overflow. Fill me with fresh fire.
Thank you for your audience. We believe you have been blessed by today's message. If the Lord will be leading you, we invite you to join us for any of our services holding every Sunday between 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can send us an email, info@hotrharvesthouse.org. Remember, we truly care and love you with the love of Jesus Christ. This has been an outreach service broadcast sponsored by the House on the Rock, Harvest House, Ibadan.